from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Marking his first 100 days in office, South Korea's President Moon Jae-in vowed to prevent war with North Korea at all cost. He said dialogue is possible if Pyongyang halts its nuclear and missile testing. Concern over the North's rapid progress in developing nuclear-armed intercontinental ballistic missiles has heightened global tensions. In a tweet Wednesday, President Donald Trump said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made a wise decision to postpone plans to launch missiles toward the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Vice President Mike Pence in Chile was asked about that.
We welcome the statements of the Kim regime this week with regard to Guam. But our objective is clear. It is a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. And we want the regime in Pyongyang to permanently abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and ambitions. And we'll continue to bring pressure to bear till we achieve that goal.
The North Korean leader indicated this week a pause in testing to see what moves the United States makes next. But U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called again on the North to halt its destabilizing activities.
A good point would be a good show of faith, a good show of goodwill would be to stop nuclear testing, to stop ballistic missile testing, to stop destabilizing activities in the region. That would be a good starting point.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres Wednesday urged a dialing down of rhetoric and a dialing up of diplomacy. A UN inquiry concluded that two UN investigators were likely murdered by Congolese, perhaps militia members, in Central Democratic Republic of Congo. It did not rule out the possibility others may have been involved. American Michael Sharp and Swede's Ida Catalan were killed March 12, their bodies found 2 weeks later. This is VOA News. As Sierra Leone Wednesday began a week of national mourning for hundreds who died in massive mudslides caused by heavy rains, the grim task of burying the dead began in one of Africa's worst flood disasters. To forestall the threat of disease, burials of nearly 400 bodies began in and around the capital Freetown Wednesday. Shuku Korama Fatamadi's family was tragically affected.
I had relatives staying in this place. My younger sister, with her 3 children and her husband, but they've all died. I've never seen such things in my life before.
The country of 6 million had just emerged from the effects of the Ebola crisis. President Ernest Bai Koroma went on national television to express his condolences.
I am very disturbed by this national tragedy, and with a heavy heart, let me extend profound condolences to the bereaved families.
Hundreds are still missing and fear dead. Thousands more have been made homeless. In Venezuela, nearly 40 inmates were killed during a raid by security forces on a southern prison. Reports indicate many prisoners had control of the prison and resisted government efforts to regain authority. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Guterres has called on the government and opposition to restart negotiations to end the South American country's long political, social, and economic crisis.
Because I believe that the only solution is a political solution based on those negotiations.
Venezuelan authorities Wednesday announced they're seeking the arrest of the husband of ousted chief prosecutor Luisa Ortega, and allegations of running a multi-million-dollar extortion ring. Ortega broke with socialist President Nicolas Maduro in April. In Chile Wednesday, Vice President Pence spoke of the tragedy of tyranny unfolding in Venezuela.
The once free people of Venezuela are being forced to endure that fate by the brutality of the Maduro regime. Venezuela is sliding into dictatorship, and as President Trump has said, the United States will not stand by as Venezuela crumbles.
Pence applauded Chile's signing of the Lima Declaration last week, standing with the Venezuelan people against what he called their oppressors. Iraq's foreign minister is asking the UN for international help in gathering evidence against Islamic State for possible charges of crimes against humanity. Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari said Britain is working with Iraq on a Security Council resolution. Saudi Arabia Wednesday said it welcomes Qatari pilgrims to perform the Hajj, despite ongoing diplomatic disputes with Qatar over its alleged support of terrorism. The Sawa boarding crossing is to be reopened. U.S. central bank policymakers appear reluctant to increase a key interest rate amid signs of weak inflation. Minutes released from last month's Federal Reserve meeting indicate they're also going to cut the massive portfolio of more than $4 trillion in treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities purchased in the financial crisis. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, yeah. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you, so I want you to stay around because I'll be taking you around Africa on disc. Later on the show, the beauty queen from Liberia, Miss Woking Dolo, Miss Liberia for 2016-17, is going to be my guest. She's right here in the United States on tour. So stay tuned because I'll be talking to Woking Dolo, Miss Liberia, later on the show. But let's start off with some music right now as we start off today from Nigeria's Damalis, and she calls this one Babao. One of the most beautiful African gospel beats right now. And right after that, God Not a Bank Phone. God Does Not Hang Up His Phone. The Sound of Succulent from Sierra Leone. And Bubbly Bubbly by Frank Joe Rukundo of Rwanda. But Babao is our track right now by Damalis from Nigeria.
When I No matter the hard times, keep on trying.
Bubbly Bubbly, Frank Joe Rukundo of Rwanda, and right before that, Succulent of Sierra Leone in God Not a Bang Phone, and at the top was Babao by Damalis, an American Nigerian based in Minnesota, USA. And so this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest, Miss Liberia Wokidolo, later on the show. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. And now, let's take a trip to Ghana with Bisakede in Mansa. And then, Marry You by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Neo. But Mansa is our next track right on the beat. Let's get it on.
Highly spiritual.
Marry You by Diamond Platinum featuring Neo, and before that Mansa by Bisa Kere of Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, Miss Woki Dolo, Miss Liberia, the current reigning queen, will be right here as my guest.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
All right, welcome back to the African Beat, your beautiful show on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vander here in Washington, D.C. Yes, well, I told you that I have some very, very special ladies in the studio today. And she's a beauty queen. You want to see her. She is a supermodel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's not from the United States of America, so don't get it twisted. She's from the land of Africa. She's from Africa. She's from Liberia, the beautiful land of Liberia. And our guest today is Woki Dolo, who is the current Miss Liberia. Welcome to the African Beat, Miss Woki.
Thanks so much, David. Thank you.
All right. So now, you know, after saying all of that about you, those people out there will be wondering who is actually Woki Dolo. So, if you can, in few words, tell us who Woki is.
Oh, Woki Dolo is a daughter of the soil, that is the soil of Liberia, but I actually hail from Nimba County, where I grew up. That's my biological soil. So, in order to know who is Woki, Woki is a little girl who was just growing up and had a big dream, and now Woki has made her dream come to reality. So that's the Woki.
Okay, well, if you want to know more, you can ask for her personal number. She's never... Okay, the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now, Woki, how did you... When did you first dreamt of becoming Miss Liberia?
Oh, thank you. I dreamed of becoming Miss Liberia in 2006. Yes, I was inspired when I saw this beauty queen, and I saw the way she was fixed among the crowd, the amount of attention. She was exceptional. So when I saw her, that's how I like, I will have to be the next Miss Liberia. I will contest for this position. And, you know, it was like a joke between my friends and I, but within myself, like, I will have to do this. But I didn't get into it right away. It was process. But that was where I dreamed of becoming Miss Liberia in 2006.
And so when was the first time you attempted a pageantry?
The first time I attempted a pageantry was 2007, because I grew up in Ganta, Nimba County. So I contested for Miss Ganta. And unfortunately, I didn't win the pageant. Mm-hmm. Yes, I didn't win the pageant, but it was a stepping stone to prepare more from where I didn't prepare. So not winning Miss Ganta never stopped my ambition, because I stood in a positive way that what I miss, I would prepare more.
And did you go for it again?
I didn't go for Miss Ganta. I just prepared more upon my graduation in 2011. And I enrolled at Cuttington University. Mm-hmm. So when I enrolled at Cuttington University, that's how I contested in 2012 for Miss Cuttington. Mm-hmm. So when I contested in 2012, I came out victoriously. So I was like, this is a dream. So, you know, I realized that I was destined for this position. But there's a way that, you know, you need to compose yourself in order to achieve your goal. So by not winning the other one doesn't mean that I'm not destined for greatness. So I prepare more when I won Miss Cuttington, and I put myself in a position that I'm competent of winning Miss Liberia. But winning Miss Cuttington, because Cuttington is a big institution.
You know, that is one thing when you have a dream, you know, you go for the goal.
Definitely.
And you believed in yourself.
Sure.
That you can go for this, you can be Miss Liberia, and today you are Miss Liberia.
Oh, yes.
So now, let's look at Woki.
Yes.
Who was not Miss Liberia, who was dreaming, and the Woki that is now Miss Liberia, that have accomplished this dream. And so what's the difference? What is it like?
Woki before has been positive. She has been a positive young lady, and Woki now has been given a lot of opportunities. You know, she used to be that Woki of herself, but now she's the people's person. So, you know, my time, like Woki before that, I just appear, that I just go to places, you know, it's no longer that way. So I have become reserved for the Liberian people, because I'm under the full umbrella of the Liberians. So, you know, at first, you know, I have my own will, like I go places, you know, I don't care about how I look like, but, you know, I don't care what I wear or something, because I have my cycle of friends. But then now, I just don't go, because I have a paparazzi, you are
Miss Liberia.
Sure,
and so you have the name of the country on your back.
Definitely.
So you have to be careful.
Yeah, well,
and some people are not going to like that. Some friends are going to say, "Oh, yeah. Now Woki is she's become Miss Liberia. Now she's not looking at us. She's turning away from us."
Yes, a lot of people would not understand it, but during my undergraduate program, I did a course called Senior Seminar, and it talks about the losses of friends, because at a certain level you reach in life, you will have to meet different sort of people. And with that, other people will accept the fact that you have to encounter different sort of people, because you're not just situated in one place. You need to migrate, and this is my migration that I have begun. I travel to places, and I get to know new people. So I'm trying to live a global life. I'm not just trying to live for my Liberian certain. So with that, at least the name Woki Dodo will not just remain in Liberia. It's going to exceed, you know, on a wide level.
All right. When we come back, we're going to ask Woki some very interesting questions. I love that you are now living globally, and you're not just, the name Woki is not just for the Liberian people, but this Woki is expanding, it's going places.
Yes.
Alright, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. You've had this beautiful voice of this wonderful lady, and I ask her about her best artist in Liberia, music artist in Liberia, and she said Takun J. Well, if you're listening to Takun J, you are the man of the moment for now.
I know.
You know, I was thinking she was going to say she loved the song that I love, which is The Lie to Us. But, you know, she's gave me something else. It's not right. It's like they're on the same place.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. So, Takun J, your song is going to be played on this show right now, okay? This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and my guest is Woki Dolo, the current Miss Liberia.
Fizzle, the rap fizzle. Before you hear the mock niggas, I know your next level.
Walk time, and I'm keeping it official by the launching of a missile. You got a trickle, make sure she beneficial.
He said I was crazy because I had a love. She definitely said I was Larry. But I took my own time. I had a story in my palm. But in my whole heart, brother, I swear I was keeping. She used to come before me, stop in car every evening. Where you going at? When your father asked for me, tell him Takun J said hi. And all of a sudden, the camera pulled up with his ride. And I was like, bye. And all the time, my brother, I swear I was blind. She used to leave me and carry on a funny line. But I kept it to myself because I feel that she my lover. And not because I let her, then she might have made me suffer. And I'm right. And you know that, and I'm right. And I'm right.
With some junior boy, yeah, she a ball kid.
jumping to the side. My eye follow where I no way for me no high. So I jump in the cab and told the camera no drive. She said, bro, 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 I bought it, I broke. I said, camera let go, she think we gonna over. Camera say, oh no, my man, I went real left. And you went straight back. I said, yeah, but it not right. I started thinking to myself, they not right. I should go call me a rogue. 99 day for a rogue. One day for a master. They did the reggae, catch me, my son would be your bastard. She get the whole community chasing after me like a rogue. They yelling, roll, roll, roll. I bought it, I roll, roll, roll. Your leg, that's that roll. They yelling, roll, roll, roll. I bought it, I roll. I want that with the da-da. Yo, help me catch that guy.
I said, she do what we want. I do my own, and she want to. She get my need to go from telling them that when I do step over here, not right. They love that so, so fast. That the only way for you to share you showing love. You trunking me will hook up, beating me will post them up. Yeah, I your man, man. Can't treat me like dog, man. Yeah, you gonna say you know, my cat. They think I'm cool. The way you slap me the other night, I almost blew. You came in the kind of habit that will always make me cry. You see me among my friends, you just crossing my daddy. Oh, and I'm cool. I gave you full money, you go. You not gave me food.
That one day, she not gave you food. And I think I'm cool. Now she acting like my truth, she got me eating street food. But it started with food, with the feet, barbecue. Next thing I know, I eating fresh fish, prostitute. Now I got a bar, have it from a bar, attitude. And I right. She my real country, she got me eating day and night. Now she got me cheating, sleeping way in red light. And I right. Me beating me day and night. And I right. And you know that, and I right. And I right.
Okay, not right. I said she do my own, and so I do my own. And she want to, she get my need to her friend telling them that when I do step over here, not right.
All right, welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Now, Miss Wookie.
Yes.
You know, it is interesting when girls are growing up, even humans, we have this big dream.
Yes.
Of becoming something. You know, when I was going to school, when I was growing up, I was dreaming of becoming a lawyer.
Oh, my
an
God.
Attorney. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because I like to talk. I like to defend people. You know, I like to explain certain things. But I am so happy that I found myself here, and it is the same talking.
Yes, and you're still advocating for the people.
I'm still advocating for the people.
Yeah.
But being Miss Liberia, and I love it when you said the name Wookie is not stagnant. Mm. It's not going to be one place anymore. It's going to expand,
yeah,
because you carry Liberia with you. Wherever you go, they say, she is Miss Liberia.
Yes.
And how far do you intend to take this pageantry? Because we have Miss World, we have Miss Universe, we have Miss Earth, we have, you know, we have all the...
Yes, yes.
So how far do you intend to take it?
I intend to take it very far by turning the three biggest pageants, that is Miss World, Miss Universe, and Miss Earth. And, you know, I'm due to go to Miss Africa in 2017 now, and it's in August. But, you know, Miss Africa is based in our African circuit, so it's Miss Africa continent. And Miss World is in December, it's going to be held in China. And Miss Universe is going to be next year. Unfortunately, I cannot compete this year because Liberia doesn't have the franchise. So I'm here to talk to the Liberian people, people far and near that believe in my dream and think that I'm confident of bringing the crown to Liberia. So, you know, to work in, you know, in collaboration with me to see how best we can advocate and get this franchise. But however, I want to see Liberia out there. I just don't want people to only refer to Liberia when you enter Liberia. by you not entering Liberia, you should know what is Liberia, which part of the world Liberia is located. Mm-hmm. And through the significant work of the Liberian people, should locate you where is Liberia.
That sounds great. Yeah. And I know you, like you said earlier, you have traveled, you go to different places, and you were invited to Uganda sometime.
Yes.
To do some charity work. So what kind of charity work do you do as Miss Liberia?
Okay. I'm a philanthropist. So I had this aim and aspiration for a very long time before becoming Miss Liberia. I believe in giving hopes to the hopeless, because in the world you find a lot of less privileged kids around the world. So becoming Miss Liberia gave me a huge platform to proceed from where I started and to go furthermore. So my sister, who is Miss Uganda, sent me this invitation that she has a charity event that she wants us to embark on that project. And I saw it necessary that being Miss Liberia, and I'm saying that I want to make a change, I just cannot make a change in my country. So she's my sister and she's in Africa. So being a Ugandan doesn't mean that you cannot cooperate with a Liberian. So mm-hmm. we had this joint collaboration to help build our sisterhood, because in one way or the other, Liberians will have to travel to Uganda and you need a Ugandan to take you through. And Ugandan will have to travel to Liberia and you need a Liberian to take you through. But if you don't have that relationship, you will not exceed.
So as Miss Liberia, what have you done in Liberia when it comes to your charity work?
Young child, I've done a lot and my work is seen everywhere. I have helped a lot of less privileged kids. I have worked with the youth in terms of mentorship program. I have mentored a lot of youth because they look up to me. I'm seen as the ambassador of youth and I'm seen as the ambassador of young women in Liberia. So there has been a lot of work I have done. Right now I serve as ambassador for two greatest corporate institutions. That is the PSR, which is the public service international. So I work with PSR and I serve as the brand ambassador for Nobel. They import rice from the US. So Nobel, we tell the people about the significance of eating good rice.
Mm-hmm.
And for PSR, it's about condom prevention. So right now I'm serving in that two capacity. And as Miss Liberia, it's my duty to tell the people about the effect of sex, so and how do you proceed with star condom, because it's important to use condom. You're just not preventing yourself from getting pregnant, but from other sexual transmitted diseases.
Correct.
So as Miss Liberia, that's one of my function.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we've had. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember, I told you in the shows and previous shows that in Africa, we've got so much talent. We've got so much talent, and we are going to bring them out to you. And today in our studio, we have the Miss Liberia, the reigning Miss Liberia, the reigning queen from Liberia. And so we are going to take a short music break and we'll come back. And I still ask, I say, what other music should I play on the show? She said, well, I love this song. I will not say what else she said. But it's done for us by Christoph. And it's called Welcome to Liberia.
Yes.
Okay. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Randy here in Washington, D.C.
Christoph, LT City's finest. You're too sweet. Yes. Hey, yeah, me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Liberia. Yeah. Douala. Really? Ah. We in the traffic by just see la draw a hill. LT, come and play there. Ah. I know la hotel ring because me and I stay there. Beans V, D's V. Ah. La Congo said to me, my Congo friend and stay there. Sony went flag back, New Town. Ah. Don't hear it to la Suzu, but now people living there. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to Liberia. If you just come in, welcome to Liberia. We're going to Liberia. I say if you just come in, we're going to Liberia. Send a street, run a street. Yeah, get a shoe bar, get my friend and that. My friend and that. Beans V, Raw V, D's V, America, Liberia. So need they make it stay. What none of hero there? Twala, what? Really? Yeah. My get Oman and we like that on a play that. Hero there. LT,
core wet.
What?
Since I get it, I can always miss my cool rest.
My cool rest.
In the money that I go in, eat my short bread.
Yeah.
In the eerie bar, I go in, see my fret get.
My fret get.
Oh, five, and I'm about picking it all red.
Yeah.
I sew my t-shirt, I go in, eat my fried red.
What?
So go there, still holding Jonah on that galaxy. Before you even know it, then I give it jelly LEC. Bachelor and body whisk, jealousy I see. Man, man, it's still high. If you think I lie, then check and see. Yeah, yeah. Do I lie? Really? We in the traffic, but just see like draw a
hill.
LT, come and play there. I know like hotel ring, because me and I stay there.
Stay there.
Beans, babe. D's, babe. La Congo said, don't make my Congo friend and stay there.
They stay there.
Sony went flag back. New town. Don't hear it to now, so so gone, and people living there.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Liberia. If you jet coming, we're going to Liberia.
We're
going to Liberia. I say, if you jet coming, we're going to Liberia.
Yeah.
I say, we're going to Liberia.
Yeah.
You look at all they tell us, say that we inferior.
What?
It's simply they get kind of steal all our mini raw. They show up where the blah on our kind of joking Syria.
Syria.
They say the children and those school and like a TV.
Yeah.
Why all my old my children and they breaking the interior. I pledge allegiance to the flag or Liberia. No matter where I go, I gotta come out to my area.
Yeah.
I went to Nima County, Jero swallow GB there.
Yeah.
Then I saw some of my friends, they were chilling there.
Yeah.
Mustafa T. Floyd and one all again. As soon as I'm my boy, and tell me, say what me, I live in.
T. Floyd
coming back,
yeah.
On a highway.
What?
Cause then you know your boy, you gotta get a high grade. Reaching Congo town, then I pass it by where nobody even knows that I reach my audience flyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I lie? Really? We in the traffic, but just see like draw a
hill.
LT, come and play there. I know like hotel ring, because me and I stay there.
Stay there.
Beans, babe. D's, babe. La Congo said, don't make my Congo friend and stay there.
They stay there.
Sony went flag back. New town. Don't hear it to now, so so and people living there.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Liberia. If you jet coming, we're going to Liberia.
We're
going to Liberia. I say, if you just come in, we're going to Liberia. I let my quail let you pass a Jew in my gribble Judah. Put I have my wife Judah from Lover, I can do it.
Good. Yeah,
Tobaki, she cooking my gariba, she not soaking.
Yeah,
if we not eating rare, we buying gariba the bucket.
I buy
my
gum
and getting buffy. If you want real, I want more my piggy, then I tell you LIB. I telling you my own rare on the FV.
From Broad Street to Ralph B, all the VC rapper, then power finning, getting KFC.
So blind man,
so my drive. Banave,
yeah.
I all up play on body, drive it, and I'm finny,
and I'm finny.
Try all this, they taking fofo in the back seat.
Yeah.
They in the net, they locking tutu in the front seat.
What?
You want yellow press from Red Letter Broad Street?
As soon as they drive it, they just start walking and buy your grumpy.
Put him on the side screen, they drive off, Jeff a small thing.
The driver said, I get bats in your ear, but I'm small thing. Do I lie? Really? We in the traffic, but just see like draw a
hill.
LT, come and play there. I know like hotel ring, because me and I stay there.
Stay there.
Beans, babe. D's, babe. La Congo said, don't make my Congo friend and stay there.
They stay there.
Sony went flag back. New town. Don't hear it to now, so so gone, and people living there.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Liberia. If you jet coming, we're going to Liberia.
We're
going to Liberia. I say, if you jet coming, we're going to Liberia.
Yeah.
Christoph, you're listening? That was your song, and I love it. I love it. You will be hearing more of that song on the show. And thank you so much for letting me know about that.
Thank you.
Welcome to Liberia. And I know one day people will say, hey, David, welcome to Liberia.
I know. So that's the song we're going to embrace all our visitors. Because once you enter Liberia, the first thing is, welcome to Liberia.
Okay.
So, and then we're going to show you the way. In the music, you listen, you get to know all the Viria streets, the Viria community. So you talk about Douala. Mm-hmm. You talk about Rela. Rela is one of the famous places in Liberia. So in the music, you'll get to know places.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what about place that I hear about most is downward, the water side.
Oh, yeah. Water side. Everything is there.
Are you going water side?
Water side. Yeah, water side is there. So Douala, all of those areas, you get to know. Before reaching the Douala, you pass through water side. And then from water side, you go to Douala, all of those areas. So there are a lot of places, there are a lot of places you will know in the music.
All right. Well, Miss Liberia, now, this is personal. Like, you got this inspiration of becoming Miss Liberia from somebody that was crowned.
Okay.
You know, you admired her and how she carried herself, how she portrayed her role as Miss Liberia. And today, you have the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
You are carrying it. And other young girls will be looking up to you. And these days, back home all around the world, we have so many temptations.
Indeed.
Our girls are being pushed to such an extent that they don't do the right things. But they're looking up to somebody like you as Miss Liberia, young, intelligent, educated, you know, and they're looking for that inspiration. So if you are walking the streets of Liberia, or any part of Africa that you go to, even here in the United States, that you're here now, I am sure your people will have to come around you.
Yes.
And they look at you as this, as an inspiration. But maybe they don't have the opportunity that you have now. And they want to be like you in the future. Mm-hmm. What would you tell them?
First of all, you need to have a humble beginning in order to succeed in life, because I didn't reach this far by myself. I reached this far because of my humbleness. I have listened to people because I have had a shortcoming. I'm not perfect. I'm not good. I'm not 100% educated. I learn every day, because on a daily basis, you make mistakes. So through my mistakes, I learn from people. Sometimes you don't have to accept all the advices, but at times it's necessary. You have to get the sense out of the nonsense. So in order to succeed, you need to be very focused. You need to be patient, because it's hard. It's very hard. I was tempted. I'm always tempted, but I'm focused because I have a lot of people to mentor me, to guide me. And based upon that, I have reached this far. So young people out there who want to be more than walking the door, even Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, it takes you nothing but to be humble and focused. And you also need to remember God. You need to pray, because you experience obstacles. And I cannot say devil, but they are obstacles, because in order to succeed, you need to see some shortcoming. You need to fail. And if you don't fail, you will not know how important it is to reach out there, because you always have the bad ones. And as time goes back, you will encounter the good ones.
So, you know, I am happy you mentioned the president, the first female president of Africa.
Yes.
And, you know, do you have any intention of going into politics?
I know God has that intention for me. He know what is destined for me, and I cannot project on my future plan right now. But I leave it with God, and I'm gonna be Woki and do what Woki is supposed
Woki
to do.
Woki the beauty queen. All right. Well, thank you very much, Miss Woki Ndolo, for being
so
my guest today on the special
you.
Show, The African Beat. And I hope you enjoy your stay here in the United States.
Oh, yes.
And wherever you go, remember African Beat.
I will. Because I am an African. So I will.
All right.
Yeah,
well, thanks again. And it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks so much. I'm honored to be in D.C., most especially in Voice of America, because I only watch Voice of America on social media. But having to be in here.
In the building.
Getting a lot of audience listening to Miss Liberia propounding, I think it's a great privilege for me. So thank you for having me, David.
All right. That was the voice of my guest today, Miss Woki Ndolo, the current and reigning Miss Liberia, who is here in the U.S. on tour. And I want to thank you all out there for being with me on the show. Remember, this is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, straight from South Sudan.
My name is Brian Conte, a Sierra Leonean actor in the United States of America. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America with David Vander.
And now, Sierra Leone's Elegy the Boss sings The Pikindem, a brand new cut that has not been released, but it's being played right here on The African Beat, dedicated to all the children. And with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. And a very special thank you to my guest, Miss Woki Ndolo, the current reigning Miss Liberia. I want to say thank you for joining me today. I am David Vandy here in Washington. Say bye-bye.
They will take care of them. They will not throw away them. They will never beat them. They could educate them. They will not abuse them. They will encourage them. They will not refuse them. They could control them. They could clothe them, feel for them, and feed them. They will not trap them. They will take them. They will begin them. They will format them and tell them to give for go school. They will let for use them as tool. But see, begin when I go school, depends on if it is spent by you, man. If I spent by you, begin. Proud of you, man. If I proud of you, begin. Begin and see that then, now with future. Don't make them then, now we are like a creatures. For those said the beginning bread no butter. Picking the cell cold water that keep it in a school and picking a butter. That's all me asking the cry way angry, can make picking then they die. Tell them people who not make wake up, cause the picking don't get their heart then they cry. They say bad bush, not if a tropic kingdom. They good all them bad, now we picking them. We no get no choice by forming them, yeah. So make we join them together, walk out for food picking and treats. The life they live in. If you ask them, they go tell you, say, no sweet. Wish for the day they go get good meal. Now we'll lead them for go out and go steal. Wish for the day they go get good meal. Now we'll lead them for go out and go steal. They will take your picket, not give a let. They will take your picket, not take a let. They forget 3 times a day, clean and go school. Live happy life, they're not too tool, they can pay me. Anytime I see them trust markets, they understand, up and on the fair profit. If you get in a bad, now they're well flipping bad. Some are even saying they don't know how life hard, how to go past the school. Or time they trust to sell, see for itself, past beginning the bell. When they send you, if a run go quick and come, not to also for every reward you're not come. Wish for the day they go get good meal, now go lead them for go out and go steal. Wish for the day they go get good meal, now go lead them for go out and go steal.
Once a plenty, thank you to Mohamed Kalon for all the great things that we don't do in Sierra Leone. The picking that we don't take care of. May God bless you, may I salute you, man. You know what I mean, eh?